Chapter 2. When you are travelling by bus, it is always difficult to decide whether you should sit in a seat by the window, a seat on the aisle, or a seat in the middle. If you take an aisle seat, you have the advantage of being able to stretch your legs whenever you like. But you have the disadvantage of people walking by you, and they can accidentally step on your toes or spill something on your clothing. If you take a window seat, you have the advantage of getting a clear view of the scenery, but you have the disadvantage of watching insects die as they hit the glass. If you take a middle seat, you have neither of these advantages, and you have the added disadvantage of people leaning all over you when they fall asleep. You can see at once why you should always arrange to hire a limousine or rent a mule rather than take the bus to your destination. The Baudelaire orphans, however, did not have the money to hire a limousine, and it would have taken them several weeks to reach VFD by mule, so they were travelling to their new home by bus. The children had thought that it might take a lot of effort to convince Mr. Poe to choose VFD as their new village guardian, but right when they saw the three initials on the brochure, one of Mr. Poe's telephones rang, and by the time he was off the phone, he was too busy to argue. All he had time to do was make arrangements with the city government and take them to the bus station. As he saw them off, a phrase which here means put the Baudelaires on a bus rather than doing the polite thing and taking them to their new home personally, he instructed them to report to the town hall of VFD and made them promise not to do anything that would ruin his bank's reputation. Before they knew it, Violet was sitting in an aisle seat, brushing dirt off her coat and rubbing her sore toes, and Klaus was sitting in a window seat, gazing at the scenery through a layer of dead bugs. Sunny sat between them, gnawing on the armrest.
"No lean,"
she said sternly, and her brother smiled.
"Don't worry, Sunny," he said. "We'll make sure not to lean on you if we fall asleep. We don't have much time for napping, anyway. We should be at VFD any minute now."
"What do you think it could stand for?" Violet asked. Neither the brochure nor the map at the bus station showed anything more than the three initials.
"I don't know," Klaus said. "Do you think we should have told Mr. Poe about the VFD secret? Maybe he could have helped us."
"I doubt it," Violet said. "He hasn't been very helpful before.
I wish the Quagmires were here. I bet they could help us."
"I wish the Quagmires were here, even if they couldn't help us," Klaus said, and his sisters nodded in agreement. No Baudelaire had to say anything more about how worried they were about the triplets, and they sat in silence for the rest of the ride, hoping that their arrival at VFD would bring them closer to saving their friends.